All right, so somehow I got off on this subject.
All right, so I'm looking it up. How to do eyebrow slits,
yep.
Tips and tricks.
Okay.
It says, before you commit to it,
yeah.
Learn more about it. Otherwise, you risk adopting a style that sends the wrong message.
Oh, well, what messages can you
luckily,
send?
Luckily, when it comes to eyebrow cuts, things are straightforward. So the safest way to DIY your eyebrow slits.
Yes.
Okay. Make a slit sounds easier than it really is. In reality, it involves using a sharp object very close to your eyes. One wrong move and you could be injured.
You could be injured.
Therefore, it's always best if you have a professional handle this
oh,
for you.
Oh, like Jorge.
We got one. Jorge.
Jorge.
But I did it on me. But I did it on myself, babe. That's what I'm saying.
You did it on yourself.
Yeah, you just take one of those and just...
I thought I was not the only one doing this.
No, we're all doing it, right?
Yeah, I thought we were all doing it, but you're going first.
I have a feeling this may take some time.
So what
Jorge, go in there and do it.
John?
What's that?
What are the messages does this send?
Yeah, it says that... I'm trying to figure out what it would cost if you went and got it professionally done. But I'm guessing.
Oh, well, it's just a razor going like this. Yeah. I can't be anything. It takes 10 seconds.
In Los Angeles, if you went to Beverly Hills, they'd probably try and charge you $300. Yeah, there you go.
How long does it take for your eyebrow slit to grow back? If you're missing
it, yeah, you know what would be a shame is if you get these slits and you like them.
Yeah.
And then you have to shave the whole eyebrow off when your fantasy football team finishes last.
What is it it's with eyebrows this year?
You chose it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why you're obsessed with eyebrows. Well, you're always looking to get attention somehow. This is just a new way.
Yeah, of course. It's my brand.
Yes.
This is my brand.
It's what I do.
Come at me.
All right, so can we do this? Jorge, are you going to go in there and do this? Are you ready, Mace?
Yeah, man, let's go, Jorge. Let's get it done.
Right. Yeah, let's just get it done. There we go.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll start on one, and then if it looks
No. We're only going to do one.
Oh, you're only doing one.
Yeah, only doing one. I'm not getting... Double slits.
Now, all right, I'll play by play this. Jorge Briones has moved into the room. This is being photographed by Carlos Saisu.
Okay. Now lean back.
And Jorge is properly masked. We follow all proven. Now he's taking a napkin and he's cleaning Mace's eyebrow.
Like he knows what he's doing.
He looks very professional.
There we go.
All right.
Hold on. I want it this way.
So you want it.
This is incredible, by the way.
This
yeah.
way. This
okay.
is like Jamie
so,
Tart.
Let me see Jamie Tart's.
Yeah. Now Jorge is looking at a picture of Jamie Tart and trying to duplicate it. This is a medical procedure that we encourage everyone to try at home. Just grab a razor.
It's straight in the middle. You sure about this?
No, on the side. Yeah,
all right.
On the side.
So Jorge is going to the outside of Mason's eyebrow. The blade is on Mace. Don't move. Very important. The blade is on the eyebrow. Jorge is with the deftness of a surgeon is dabbing Mason's $7 battery-powered razor
that
from Target.
Now, it's almost done. Jorge has shaved, I would say, 75% of the brow, and I would say it's okay, Mace.
Yeah. Look cool.
It does. Jorge, look are
cool.
you done?
Look cool. Okay.
Does it look cool?
He needs a little more. Yeah, he needs a little more. This reminds me of the time where, you know, somebody's trying a haircut for the first time, and they do it, and they just keep cutting and cutting.
It doesn't need to be too wide cutting. There, Jorge. Okay. It's done.
Yeah.
That's a terrible reaction.
No, it doesn't really look like it. Looks like he shaved off the end of your eye.
Does it?
It looks like you were shaved. Doesn't it? You didn't leave any on the end. You now just have like a three.
You're
it's
kidding
not
me.
A slit.
You just gave me a three-quarters eyebrow?
Yeah. Look at that mirror. You can see right there by looking at it. Look at that window.
Wait, this thing's not even sharp enough, man.
Yeah, it looks like you just shaved off the end of your eyebrow.
I'm next. Who's next?
Yeah, who's next is no one. Bergman, I strongly advised against
wow.
this.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to get a fair look at
I this. Wanted him to go first.
Well, that was a disaster.
No, it's a bit. It's for the bit.
It's for the bit.
Yeah, it really yeah. it doesn't look like he did much, to be honest.
No, it doesn't look like it's much.
Yeah.
You need a sharper...
Yeah, we need a professional. Somebody who knows how to slit eyebrows, call the show.
Mace, you just look like Javi Baez.
Yeah, there you go. You're
It's not even done.
No, it's just like a little. It looks like somebody made an accident.
Yeah, that's a terrible slit.
We need a professional.
You're not a professional.
We need somebody that knows.
I never said I was.
You're not.
You need
a razor
blade, though. You need a razor blade. I need a sharper blade.
Somebody out there knows how to do this and would be willing to do it, and we'll get them in here and do it.
Yeah. No, that didn't work. That didn't work.
It was
I'm looking at it. I can't even see anything.
Yeah.
You need a sharper blade.
Yeah.
Need a sharper blade. Okay.
More to the middle. More to the middle.
By
so
the way,
right down the middle.
Ballsy to do it.
I'll do it. I'll do it too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take care of that.
It needs to be more pronounced.
Yeah. All right. So I want to do this Aaron Rodgers thing. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers has tested positive for COVID.
By the way, I'm up to 16 boneless wings from
boneless
Wingstop.
Wings, excellent.
Same flavor, like, or different ones? Different flavors?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So Aaron Rodgers has tested positive for COVID. And there was some debate earlier in the year about whether or not Aaron had been vaccinated. He's been ruled out now for... I guess it's 10 days. He won't play in the Kansas City game. He'll need two consecutive negative tests.
Yeah, may not play in the game after that.
Yeah. So we've got what Aaron Rodgers said this past summer. I guess this was back in August about vaccination.
Aaron, you said you like to learn as many things as you can and hang in any conversation. Are you vaccinated, and what's your stance on vaccinations?
Yeah, I've been immunized. You know, there's a lot of conversation around it, around the league, and a lot of guys who have made statements and have made statements, owners who made statements. You know, there's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated. I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys. There's guys who have been vaccinated that contracted COVID. So it's an interesting issue that I think we're going to see played out the entire season. I'm not sure what they're going to do with, you know, the testing schedule. I know that talking to JC, the PA had talked about testing every single day for everybody.
Okay. So he said in that interview, in that exchange, that he has been immunized. He didn't say vaccinated. He said immunized. Now, according to Ian Rappaport, the NFL views him, their position on Aaron Rodgers is that he has not been vaccinated, and they've been following COVID protocols with him all year long, per Ian Rappaport.
And what Ian is suggesting is that Aaron tried an alternative treatment, something that, you know, he...
Which is what?
What is, you know, something that maybe natural, maybe some, you know, maybe he used something that has worked for others but isn't part of the approved FDA vaccines. I don't know. As long as he didn't get one of the three... Johnson
right.
and Johnson, Pfizer
or
Moderna,
yeah.
They consider him unvaccinated. And here's the thing. I guess Kirk Cousins in Minnesota is also refusing to get vaccinated.
Correct, yeah.
You don't get vaccinated for yourself. You get vaccinated for the people around you.
Right.
And for the quarterback of a football team, you're the one who does most of the interviews.
Sure.
You're the one who does most of the public
speaking. You're the face of the franchise.
It just comes across to me, and I like Aaron Rodgers, always have. It just comes across to me as incredibly selfish.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he didn't want to offend anybody saying it's a personal choice, but I'm sure I'll get criticized for this. But the reason I got vaccinated is...
Because you had to.
Right, or else I would have been fired.
Right. I mean, we at Disney, we are required to be vaccinated.
And if we weren't, if I wanted to take a stand, I could do that, but I wouldn't be calling Laker games, and I wouldn't be on the radio.
Right,
and
right.
The main reason I felt that I needed to do it is I'm around other people.
Sure.
And so that's the thing. Even if you think it might not be the best thing for you, it's the best thing for the people around you.
Well, here's the thing. There are people that are like, I need to do more research on this. Now, you're going to go to Google and find out more than the FDA and the Dr. all those people. You're going to know more about that by Googling something. I mean, to me, it's a ridiculous concept. Like Kyrie, just do it. It's harmless, right? I mean, it's why wouldn't you?
Well, 90
do it.
90% of the country has done it.
Yeah,
and so
you're high, but yeah, a lot of people have.
it seems to me, well, I know 95% of the NFL's done it.
Correct, correct. And the NBA, we know that...
It's like 98%,
yeah. It just, you know, here's what I would say is we've got multiple public figures who have done this and done this on camera. Do you think they're just, like, faking it, or do you think that...
Well, I just can't believe that a leader, a face of the franchise guy, would risk... And now, because he's out, because he made this choice, and I'll put it in the most simple terms, as a Ram fan, Mace, you should be elated.
No. Yeah, I mean,
because the Chiefs get the Packers at home in Arrowhead. The Packers and
without
the Rams
Aaron Rodgers
have identical records,
yep.
And now Aaron Rodgers isn't playing. The spread went from Chiefs favored by 1 to Chiefs favored by 8.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It was a 7-point swing.
Yeah.
Without Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Jordan Love's going to start his first game ever in the NFL.
Wow.
So there you go. Aaron Rodgers just kneecapped his own team.
Yeah. I mean,
now, they could do what they did the other day when they didn't have any receivers, and they came out and they beat, who was it, Minnesota or someone, or Dallas beat Minnesota. They beat somebody the other day that with no receivers. So, I mean, they could pull it off. Arizona,
maybe. Right.
Yeah. And
Randall Cobb had a couple touchdown passes in that game. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm just like, I don't get not getting it. Like, for example, my mom, who works every day in a school.
Right.
She's, you know, 70 years old and she works every day. She's triple vaccinated and behind plexiglass and wearing masks and all that stuff. I just don't get not, you're letting other people down, I guess. In this case, Aaron is letting his team down.
And the millions of Packer fans that are out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a good team this year. They have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and he may have just cost them home field for refusing to get vaccinated. So you can do that. I mean, it's your choice, but we all know what the repercussions of it are.
Yeah.
And now he's living it. I mean, the COVID protocols were pretty spelled out for everybody.
Yeah.
I'd be furious if Matthew Stafford did this. I think that, you know, or if somebody in the Lakers did it, I'd be really disappointed. Just
yeah.
Because not because I don't think you should have a choice. You should. But you just Kyrie'd our team, you know, if you do that.
To Kyrie.
And, I mean, Brooklyn was favored in every Las Vegas sports book to win the title, and some places still are, because people think Kyrie will eventually get vaccinated. But
right.
If he doesn't, and they don't win it, he may have cost
his team. Yeah, technically Brooklyn is still the favorite.
Yeah, which is weird because they've looked terrible.
Yeah, they looked – yeah. I mean, you know, we're all in that small sample. Like, the Lakers looked – for me, they looked terrible last night defensively. But we are in the extreme short sample size sort of window. I don't think we need calls on Aaron
No,
Rodgers,
I mean, what are people
going to
say?
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to get political and it's going to get ugly.
I don't like politics on the show.
And it – but just looking at it from a sports perspective, Aaron Rodgers just tilted the balance of power in the NFL away from Green Bay.
Right.
I've been saying,
and maybe toward the Rams.
I've been saying for days that Rams-Packers game in Week 12 in Lambeau could determine who goes to the Super Bowl in the NFC because, keep in mind, the Rams have a weird opportunity. It's not going to be this way every year, but they have a weird opportunity that if they get the number one seed in the NFC, they could go to the Super Bowl and play in it without ever leaving town.
Sure.
They would have all home. They have a bye in the first round, all home playoff games at SoFi, and then the Super Bowl is at SoFi.
Yep.
So I think that's one of the reasons, not the main reason, but one of the reasons why they're going all in.
Yeah.
Where they went out and got Stafford, they went out and got Von Miller. They know that the deck is stacked for them if they can get the number one seed. And I think what Aaron Rodgers did today helps that.
I just, by the way, today
is...
got my Super Bowl tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, if the Rams are out, you're going to sell them, right? If the Rams are in, you're going to...
I kind of like the big spectacle of it all.
Yeah, you should sell them.
You think so?
Yeah, because they'll pay for a lot.
No!
They will go for a lot. Super Bowl tickets are ridiculous.
You know, like,
it's a joke.
Let's say...
I think I paid...
Like, for example, if the Packers made it...
Yep.
Some Packer fan would overpay the crap out of those things.
It's true. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So I'm assuming the Rams are going to be there. I'm just going to go on that assumption. But it was $2,700.
Yeah, you could sell for way more than that. Or is that what you would sell them for?
You might be able to sell it for enough to pay off your year.
Yeah,
for those
no,
seats.
That was face.
Yeah, that's a good investment. You'll be able to sell for way more than that.
One or the other, or I'll see the Rams play. All right, so last night, our Dodger fans with me, was last night one of the more, aside from us winning the World Series, was not last night the second best scenario? The second best scenario, Houston losing in the way that they did. Houston losing last night. Isn't there some satisfaction in that? 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, this is 710.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
And ESPN. I kid because I love.
All right, hey, Mace. Good news for you. My phone's blowing up.
Oh, yeah?
This is my friend Wayne. Okay.
Hey, Wayne.
Tell Mason that if my Cowboys are in the Super Bowl, I'll buy those tickets off him and money is no object.
Wow.
Now, I've been to two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I went to the one in San Diego where John Elway played like his last game.
Yep.
And I went to the one in L.A. where the Cowboys hammered the Bills.
Yeah, I've been to three in the actual game. I was at the one where Eli Manning upset the undefeated Patriots in Arizona. I was at the one where the Broncos beat Carolina. And I was at the one where the
Rams. That was the one in San Francisco.
Correct.
And somebody, O'Shea gave you those.
Yeah. And then I was at the one in Atlanta where the Rams lost to the Patriots.
So, the idea of going to a Super Bowl, you've been.
You've
checked that off your bucket list.
Yeah.
This is a sound investment you made today, buying these Super Bowl tickets for face value, because if the Rams are in, then you're in, which is what you really care about.
Right.
But if not, suckers like my friend Wayne will pay you anything.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So I can pay off my year.
I was thinking about this racing stripe thing in your eye.
Yes.
And it feels,
which, by the way, was a complete failure.
Yeah, but it feels very faddish to me. Like, for example, did you ever have a mullet?
Oh yeah, in Ohio, a mullet came standard.
I had a mullet. Party in the back.
Yeah.
All business in the front.
Business in the front. Party.
Did you
in
ever
the back.
Do the two collars on the shirts? So you'd wear a shirt like I'm on. I have a golf shirt on right now.
And then like
and
this.
And then you'd wear a button down shirt over it. And
both
collars were up.
Yeah, I did that.
I went through that phase.
Right. Right.
Too. Both those. I think those phases died fairly quickly.
Yeah.
I think the slit in the eyebrows is going to
go
way of the double-collared shirt, the way of the mullet, the way it feels.
Does it not feel
like something that will be gone? And it will not age well.
Yeah, it probably does. But was that the dumbest fad that you ever did, Ireland?
I'm trying to think.
Dumbest fad.
If there was. What were
I know what mine was.
I honestly, here's one. Did you ever have hair that when I was a kid? You had hair parted in the middle and feathered back.
Did you ever have the feathered part? Yeah, I had the part
was
in the middle.
In the 70s, that was everybody.
Everybody, yeah. Oh, what about the fro? My dad.
Your dad had the Mike Brady fro?
My dad got a perm, and both my brothers got perms. And I was like, someday you are going to hate these pictures. I never went along with it.
So the worst thing that I did was when I was in college, I had a visor, but I would put it upside down and backwards. And walk around like that. And that was what I wore every single day.
Everybody was doing that?
I think I might have been the only one, but there was other people
that were
doing
it. You were the trailblazer on that one?
I was the trailblazer. You know what? It did me well.
Jorge, do people still do the crooked baseball hat?
Oh, yeah.
You make it crooked just for
slightly
the look?
Crooked. Just slightly crooked. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that, I never did that one, but I know that that's a thing. But yeah.
I don't ever see you wearing a ball cap. You don't strike me as a ball cap.
I do not golf without a hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've never golfed without a hat.
You know, I said this yesterday. I think I'm going to go out and play for the first time on Friday since I played in the
excellent
tournament. Just play the par three.
The weather,
just sort of work my
the
way
weather
up.
In L.A. has been unbelievable. Like, it's in November, and it's been like 75.
Yeah, it's been great.
So
it's
the golf,
great.
The golf weather's been perfect.
All right, so as a Dodger fan, last night I'm looking at and by the way, I was looking at the Lakers game, but I had an alert on my phone. And as they started to get towards the end.
So you were
end,
well aware they gave up 70 points in the first half?
I saw that with my own eyes. But as soon as they went to the ninth inning and the Braves had a big lead against the Houston Astros.
7-0, right?
I was like, this is a sweet moment because it proves that the Astros, the only way in this era that they could have won the World Series was by cheating.
Well, at least as they are now currently constituted, because Correa looks like he's leaving.
Yeah, Correa sounds like
he's
going to
be a free agent. And if it's just Altuve and Bregman, that's not enough to like say the whole team. And Gurriel.
I'll say to Correa, this is going to follow you wherever you go, dude. George Springer, this should follow you wherever you go.
I don't think any of those guys will be first ballot Hall of Famers,
no.
Even if their numbers say they should be.
Yeah, Altuve. What if Altuve has 3,000 hits? Do you think he makes it?
I think he becomes Rafael Palmeiro.
No, I don't think it's that bad. Do you?
It's worse.
Yeah, I don't think he ever gets it.
Do you think it's worse than Rafael Palmeiro?
Yes, I think everything that they did is worse. They cheated the game.
What's the difference between cheating the way they did, stealing signs electronically, and using steroids?
Because Palmeiro did it over a long period of time, 50 home runs and 50 home runs and 50 home runs. Well, I assume that they have not been able to cheat except in the old-fashioned baseball way this year.
Right.
Obviously, if they were cheating in some secret way, it didn't work because they lost in six. So I assume they weren't doing anything this year. Don't you think that's a fair assumption to make?
Because
if they were doing it,
no,
they would have been.
I don't trust him. Do you
no,
trust him?
No, not at all. There's always ways around things.
You know, once I know a guy cheats on his wife, I think he'll just do it whenever he gets a chance.
Agreed.
So I now know that the Astros are willing to cheat. So I think they'll do it whenever they get a chance.
Well, why didn't it work?
Almost,
they lost in six.
Wait a minute, almost did. They made it all the way. They made it to the final two. There's 30 baseball teams. They made it to the final two.
And why is this not worse than steroids? Steroids because was one person specifically. One guy was putting steroids into their body and hitting home
over
runs.
Over and over
sure.
and over again.
Yeah,
and
this was
50 home runs, 50 home runs, 50 home runs, 50 home runs. He did it over a year's period of time.
Sure, but all these guys on the Astros were a team collectively working together to cheat against everybody.
This was a systematic cheating scheme. There's
worse.
No question about
worse
that.
Worse to me. It's worse.
But it only covered, it did, well, no, it covered a World Series.
It sure did. Took one.
By the way, you guys, you know, Correa's a free agent.
Yep.
You guys know who else is a free agent for the first time in his career?
Hmm.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I know.
And I know you guys think it's a lock he's coming back. I don't.
Well,
I think that he could go to the Rangers. I think he could go to the Angels. I think that somebody could overpay him.
So here's what I took away from this World Series. And I was in and out. I watched a little bit. I said I wouldn't watch any. I watched a little bit. So do you know that these two teams averaged over 5 innings of bullpen work per game?
Yeah, that's the new way.
Okay, so why do we spend on starting? Well, why should we get
Very
Max Scherzer?
Question.
Why should we get Clayton Kershaw if when it comes down to the wire, when everything is on the line, we're only going to throw Max for 4 1/3 innings?
Well, 2 weeks ago you would have read me because he's a lifetime Dodger, and the Dodgers can't afford to let him go anywhere else.
Right.
And they understand the importance of history. And because of that, they're going to give him a contract and take care of him. I would counter to the point you just made 30 seconds ago. Why?
Yeah, I mean,
already paid him, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean,
starting pitching has become, at least when it comes to the postseason, meaningless. It's meaningless. I mean, Max Fried had a nice game last night, threw 6 innings,
right.
Shutout baseball. That was the one start in this World Series where a guy went, gave them some distance.
I wouldn't Max go as Fried, far. Go ahead, Greg.
Sorry, Max Fried in one of the games, or it was Ian Anderson, one of the games, he had a no-hitter through 5, and they pulled him.
Pulled him.
Yeah, took him out in a no-hitter.
Yeah, so why do we spend on Max Scherzer?
Well, because, think about it, if you're, you used to say 54 outs, but it's really 27
It's 54 outs. There are 54 outs in a game.
If all you care about is getting 27 outs, and even that guy who only goes 5 innings, or even if he only goes 4 innings, if he gets you 12 to 15 outs, that's really valuable.
But why does it have to be Scherzer? Why can't it just be a stable full of bullpen arms? Well, in other words, if you're going to manage one way during the postseason, why don't you manage that way during the regular season?
Isn't Scherzer, using your analogy, worth four bullpen arms? Because he'll go four or five innings.
But at a price.
Right.
You know, at $150 million, maybe, you're going to spend for sure. Does it make sense to invest in a starting rotation when starting pitching has never been less important than it is right now?
Yeah, it still does, because name the big-time name on either of those. Greinke, maybe, for the Astros. For the pitchers, there was no big-time pitcher and all that.
But the point is, they got there.
They got there, yeah.
They got there without real starting pitching. And by the way, we didn't use real starting pitching in our series against
the
Braves.
We also misused the way that we used our real starting pitching.
The Braves didn't use real starting pitching during our series. Starting pitching goes away when the games are at their highest leverage. Why spend on Clayton Kershaw? Why spend on Max Scherzer?
You're talking about a small sample size, and in the regular season, 162 games, you can't have bullpen
Why?
Every single game, because you'll wear out those arms.
Right.
It's just not possible.
You need innings eaters, and both those guys are. Now.
So Max Scherzer only matters in the regular season.
No, but he can help you in the playoffs too, but I think you're... I don't want to say devaluing, because starting pitching is devaluing, but I think you're underrating the ability of a starting pitcher to help you win. I think if he can get me 15 outs, I'll take that. Then I only have to worry about 12, you know, and so that would help. But and let me say this. This thing that, well, the fans would never allow it. You fans, you get no vote. If the Dodgers want to cut bait on Kenley Jansen and Clayton Kershaw, the fact that they've been lifetime Dodgers means nothing. This is a business. You know, you always used to say, you will be tolerated until you can be replaced. And you just made a pretty good argument that anybody can be replaced on the pitcher's mound.
I do think Clayton Kershaw is going to come back.
I hope he does. I like him. I think he's great for the city, and he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a lock.
And I think Stan Kasten understands there are certain guys who start and finish their career. And by the way, I think Clayton Kershaw understands it too.
Disagree.
Starts and finishes your career with one franchise.
Yeah.
Wants to follow the Jeter model, the Yount model, the...
That model is extinct.
The Kirby Puckett model. It's not.
Come on, Grinshaw.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not extinct.
Who's the last guy to... Kobe? I mean...
Yeah, Kobe's a great example.
But I mean, if Kobe would have gone... Like LeBron, the greatest player of his generation...
Sure, has traveled around.
Right. Kareem.
Yeah.
Played for more than one team.
Played for
two
teams.
We just saw with Albert Pujols. He just bounced around on two teams in 1 year, and he's, you know, first ballot Hall of Fame lock. The days of one guy finishing in the same uniform are over.
By the way, and let me just say this. Jansen, I wouldn't resign.
Yeah.
Just flat out, plain simple.
You were so big on him, though.
No, because he was having a great year. Now's the time to sell on Kenley Jansen. He had such a great year, somebody is now going to overpay him. I would sell on Kenley Jansen now.
So, well, you're not going to get anything for him, though. He's just going to get signed somewhere
else. No, he's just going to walk
away. So you're not selling him. You're just letting him go.
In other words, you're letting him go, right? I'm not going to spend a bunch of money to keep... Blake Treinen will be fine as the closer.
Yeah.
Kenley, just because he had a great year doesn't mean I'm going to break the bank on him now. He's still a relief pitcher in his 30s who had a couple of shaky seasons coming into this year.
What do you do with Justin Turner?
Well, Justin Turner's under contract. For two more years.
For two more.
Yeah. He signed a 3-year deal.
Okay. So it's Seager that's up. And it is...
Scherzer's up.
Well, and it's...
Kershaw's up.
Chris Taylor's up. And there's one more significant one.
Pujols is up.
Yeah, Pujols, it doesn't matter. I'm leaving somebody off that list, but there's one more.
It's Scherzer, Seager, Taylor, Jansen.
And one more.
Kershaw.
There it is.
Yeah,
those
there
five.
It is. Okay. Yeah, I think Kershaw will be back. I don't think... I mean, I would love to keep... We'll continue this. Also, Ireland, how many boneless wings have you eaten now?
20. I ate them all. They're done.
20. Wingstop has brought us food today, and attention, Laker fans.
Now, getting it out of the studio. You know, COVID team will get mad at me.
You can order the Lakers Fast Break Flavor Feast, where you get 24 boneless wings, a large fry, and two dips for $19.99. Order your Flavor Feast from Wingstop.com. By the way, lie of the day today. It's Ireland's lie. And if you can sniff it out, you will win a 4-pack of tickets for primetime NFL football, Rams versus Titans Sunday night at SoFi Stadium, plus a Vote for Jorge t-shirt.
Hey, Vote for Jorge. I make all your dreams come through.
Only one. We only have one Vote for Jorge t-shirt. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so Sean McVay was on the show a little bit earlier. Hey, Sean, are you taking the Rams to the Super Bowl?
Say that again. I love it.
No, that was his response when I told him he was the reason I bought Chunky Soup.
Yeah, say that again. Right. I love it.
All right, but yeah, we'll steal it and misappropriate it for the rest of the year.
Yeah, we have misappropriated a lot of Sean McVay quotes this year.
All right, so we left some people off of the Dodger free agent list. There are 8 total. Okay. So we talked about Seager, Kershaw, Jansen, and Scherzer.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Chris Taylor, I think we mentioned him.
Yeah.
Albert Pujols, you think there's a chance.
I do.
Blake Treinen.
Wait a minute.
Or not Blake Corey Treinen. Knable, sorry.
Corey Knable, yeah. He was on a one-year deal.
Yeah, Knable. You want him or no?
Yeah, maybe at the right price.
Okay, Joe Kelly.
Boy, I would like Joe Kelly. He was really good for him this year. But, I wouldn't break the bank for Joe Kelly.
Pretty sure Joe Kelly's a player option or a team option.
Well, I'm reading a tweet from the Dodgers.
Okay.
I'm reading a tweet from a Dodger Dude 88.
Well, that's enough
but
for
he
me.
Says,
that's,
oh, no,
that's it.
Dodger Dude
that's
88
it.
Off-season, says it. Off-season's going to be a tough one. Who stays, who goes.
And it's a club option.
It's Dodgers Nation.
Team option.
Dodgers Nation. It's a team option. They got to decide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep him or dump him.
Right. Yeah, I would keep him. If he's on a team option, Joe Kelly?
Yeah.
Team option, I'd keep him.
I would find a way to keep Chris Taylor. Because he plays every position.
I would, too. And it just strikes me that he's going to go somewhere, put on a set of pearls, and start hitting
big hits. Do what TK did. Go someplace that will promise him everyday minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and get him going that way.
Yeah, Chris Taylor is unbelievably valuable for them. Even though he scuffled all the way down the stretch, he hit the big walk-off and had big hits during the postseason. And he plays all over the diamond. That's the valuable part of him. By the way, Dodgers also counting on Tommy Canley, who they signed from the Yankees last year, even though he was hurt. He's expected to come back from, I'm pretty sure, Tommy John surgery, and they expect him to contribute in the bullpen this year. They signed him when he was injured. So that's how strongly Andrew Friedman feels about him. Gave him almost $4 million.
So here's the thing with bullpen pitchers, though, is that you got guys at the beginning of the year in the winter meetings or whenever.
Yeah.
It's never the same bullpen at the end of the year that it is at the beginning
of
the year. So going after a bunch of bullpen guys just is not the right move at the beginning of the year. Tommy Canley, who you're talking about, they thought he was going to do a lot. Instead, he was been on the IL for the entire year. They had another guy the year before from the Pirates. I forget his name, but he also had... He never pitched once for the Dodgers.
Well,
they brought in Danny Duffy. He's a free agent now. Did nothing for the Dodgers.
Always been their MO, bringing a bunch of people and see who sticks.
Right.
You know?
But that's why you don't go so heavy after bullpen, because whatever you bring in at the beginning of the year is going to be different.
Why spend $150 million on Max Scherzer?
For the whole season, because you're getting 162 games plus at least 15 outs,
even
like Ireland said, in the postseason.
Even though when it comes down to everything, Max Scherzer gives you 4 1/3 innings in the NLDS.
Sure, yeah, but then you still need to make a good, strong bullpen.
And he might win the Cy Young Award.
Right.
He might. Yeah, yeah, he might.
That
He's
gets you
in
to that first place. That wins you the division. That gets you into
the
postseason.
So you're saying starting pitching matters during the regular season, but doesn't matter during the postseason.
It can matter during the postseason. It just depends.
Point to the incidents where it mattered this year.
Max Fried had six.
Six innings last night.
How many times have we talked about how Walker Buehler has gone 7 innings?
In the World Series, both teams averaged 5 1/3 innings of bullpen.
That's rare.
The first time that's happened. When the Dodgers won it the year before, they got good starts out of Urias. They got good starts out of Walker Buehler. Didn't Kershaw win a couple of games?
He did.
Kershaw did win a couple games, yeah.
So, I mean, you're right. This year it did turn out that way, but it doesn't mean starting pitchers are worthless.
By the way, we did discover really good arms this year, too. Phil Bickford is
Bickford.
Really solid. Phil Bickford sounds like he's my neighbor. Phil Bickford.
Justin Brühl was really good for him.
Mace, percentage chance
Brewster's
though,
back.
That we're all talking about something that's not even going to happen. Percentage chance that we have a work stoppage is what?
50-50.
Oh, that big, huh?
Yeah, 50-50. Yeah, yikes. Baseball does it right. In fact,
Jesse Hyman just said a really good question. What would our reaction be if the Dodgers signed Carlos Correa? We'd forgive him. He'd be on our team now.
Well, we kind of did. Although I don't think the Red Sox cheated in the same way that the Astros did. We certainly don't worry about it with Mookie Betts,
right?
Do we?
Yeah. No, as soon as he gets on our team, then we.
I would not want Carlos Correa.
No, thank you.
I don't think fans would want him.
Fans don't matter.
Fans do matter. He would be unbelievably unpopular.
Yeah, but
you don't want your own starting shortstop being booed every day.
Yeah, but he would. I mean, if you think he can play,
well, and he can.
Yeah, they would bring him in.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to spend that money.
Westbrook and Rondo got in a fist fight 2 years
ago.
Yeah, they brought them both in.
I can imagine them spending money for Seager. I cannot imagine them spending money for Carlos Correa.
If Seager goes to the Yankees though?
Then
Correa becomes your best. You just go to what's your best option.
No, but we're kind of teed up. I mean, it's Lux at second, and it's Trey Turner at short.
I think that's the trump card.
Remember, yesterday I mentioned that project that I'm going to be in.
Yeah, you're going to be a movie star now.
I play a radio sports program director.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned Olivia Munn is in it.
Yep.
Olivia Munn just retweeted one of my tweets.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, that's one of the bigger name retweets I've ever gotten.
There you go.
Yeah. Olivia.
Titans, unfortunately, Derrick Henry, the leading rusher in the NFL.
That's the name you can't think of.
For a second, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that when you're in the movie.
Did sound like I was drowning, didn't it? Didn't sound like I was drowning. I'm like...
I don't know here.
Titans, unfortunately, Derrick Henry, the leading rusher in the NFL.
That's the name you can't think of.
Second, yeah.
I do this for a living, people. For a living.
Top dollar they pay us.
All right. Interesting. Andrew Baggerly, who's legit. Sources tell The Athletic that Buster Posey will announce his retirement tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Great year, going out
on top, man.
How old is Buster Posey?
It's got to be 30 something, right?
Yeah, but like, is he even 35?
Hey, that's a tough position to play every day.
34.
Well,
he could move to first.
He's made a lot of money.
He's got
three rings.
Got three rings.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. You know what? Good for him.
Good for him. Have fun, Buster. He may be in a broadcast booth somewhere.
Probably going right to TV.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you is Jump Ball. And Ireland, have you told the lie? Have you not told the lie? Give us a little...
I have.
You have. Oh, no, I don't know it.
And it's hard. I might have to tell you what it is. So you can help me determine whether or not I should give a hint.
Okay. We got a 4-pack of tickets to Rams Titans Sunday Night Football at SoFi Stadium, plus a vote for Jorge T-shirt.
Vote for Jorge.
That's coming up for you at 3:30. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thank you very much, Chris. All right, so yesterday was the NFL trade deadline, which came and went, and nobody even knew about it. Odell Beckham Jr. was not moved.
Yeah.
There was a massive Twitter push to get him traded, and that was led by LeBron James saying OBJ will show again why he's special. Wide receiver one, hashtag free OBJ. Clarence Hill Jr. is a Cowboys insider in Dallas, but very plugged in, and says the relationship between OBJ and Baker Mayfield is beyond repair. After not being traded, how can Cleveland possibly make this work?
It's a good question. By the way, all right, so to...
He's on your fantasy team.
And so is Henry Ruggs.
Oh, wow.
I've had a very interesting fantasy day. I'm going to have to get rid of two guys. But the thing with Beckham, Greg, if it is unsalvageable, they obviously tried to trade him. Isn't the...
They claim he was not on the market.
No. They tried to trade him to the Saints. They just couldn't make a deal. They couldn't agree on compensation. But
I would just cut him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He was only targeted once in this last game. I mean, what's the point of having Odell Beckham
and
Jr.?
And what's the point of having that distraction?
You're telling me
your
you
roster?
Couldn't get a sixth-round draft pick for apparently, Odell Beckham Jr.?
Apparently, what they were trying to get from the Saints, they couldn't get. And so I would just release him. You know, at one point in time, the Patriots just released Randy Moss. You remember, and Randy Moss had a blip in his career when he went to the Raiders for a year and was terrible. And so maybe this is Odell to the Browns. He was great with the Giants. Maybe just square peg in a round hole with the Browns. Send him to another team and see if he can salvage his career. I would have no problem if I were the Browns of just releasing him. I think that's the best.
Yeah, I think that's the right thing, and let him go get a job somewhere else. Kind of the DeSean Jackson thing. I mean, he is. Is he in his 30s? He's in his 30s, right?
Maybe.
I don't think yet.
Maybe.
Not even?
Yeah, he played 4 years with the Giants, and he's 3 years. I think he's probably
He's 28.
Yeah.
28 years old. Boy, that's malpractice on the part of the Browns. If it's a thing between Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr., a 28-year-old elite wide receiver as of 2 years ago, if you can't get something for him, I mean...
By the way, is it just me, or if Baker Mayfield was replaced tomorrow by Case Keenum or Ryan Fitzpatrick or any other journeyman backup, would there be that much of a difference?
I think Baker Mayfield is better. I would not give him a gigantic, one of those gigantic
Carson Wentz, Jared
Goff deals.
But are you sure,
Wentz,
you're sure
Jared
he's
Goff
better
deals.
Than Case Keenum?
I'd let him play through his fifth year option.
Yeah, I just Baker Mayfield.
And yes,
doesn't
he's better than
strike
Case Keenum.
Me as somebody that
is... I lived through a season of Case Keenum. He's better than Case Keenum.
But you had Jeff Fisher as your coach that year.
True, I did have Jeff Fisher, but boy, so, Case Keenum that's like a post traumatic situation for me. That was an awful year.
All right, so Chris Pratt is already the voice of Super Mario in the new Mario Brothers movie coming out soonish. I don't know exactly when it was, but he will bring his voice
good,
to.
Well,
you like the research I did there?
Authority.
Yeah.
You're soft.
Oops, soft. That's right. But he will now bring his voice to another iconic character, Garfield. What do you think of Chris Pratt as the voice of Garfield?
I don't think it's gonna. I mean, is a Garfield movie gonna work?
Another
Haven't
one.
We've been down this road, isn't it?
Yeah. How many Garfield? There've been Garfield movies.
What?
There was multiple. Yeah, there was two of them.
Yeah.
Everybody just let's reboot everything. Let's. I mean, it's almost as if they're completely out of ideas in this town.
Right. I mean, good for Chris Pratt. It's a paycheck, but
that's the way he looks at it too.
But
hey,
I mean, I'm not.
It's a paycheck.
I'm not paying money to go see Garfield. Come on.
Well, I mean, is it for little kids? Like, is Garfield at all relevant?
Greg, does your daughter even know who Garfield is?
If I said Garfield to her, she would have, like, I don't know what that is.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, she wouldn't know who Andrew Garfield was either. She's 10.
Yeah, I don't think Garfield's a thing anymore, and good for Chris Pratt. Cash that check before it bounces.
All right, Jorge, what you got today?
Speaking of voices, Billy Crystal revealed that his biggest career regret was passing Toy Story. He was going to be the voice of Buzz Lightyear.
No.
Well, wasn't he? He was in Monsters, Inc. Is
right.
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
Right. But that's after the fact. After
and
Pixar
Toy
became
Story
what it was.
Is like the franchise.
The franchise. Right. So he passed on it. My question is, have you guys ever passed or regretted a project, passed on a project before?
Oh, hundreds. But did I ever pass on something?
Yeah, I did. So I was working. There used to be a channel called The Reels Channel. And
right.
I was a regular anchor on that entertainment network. And at the same time, NBC was asking me to call bobsled and luge and skeleton for the NBC Olympics channel, or what was it called?
Right.
NBC Sports.
Yeah, the triple cast,
network,
whatever
that whole
doing.
Thing.
Yeah.
And I ended up choosing Reels channel over bobsled, luge, and skeleton.
Wait a minute, the other way around, right?
No. This was after I had already called the 2002 games.
So they
won
there, done
the
that.
2000 games. I thought, all right, Reels channel feels more real. I'm doing anchoring work. I've always wanted to do anchoring work. So I passed on doing bobsled, luge, and skeleton. And I probably would have done every Olympics that came along after that.
So we used to be friends with this guy named Tony Alavato.
Yeah.
Who is like a horse racing super executive.
Yep.
And when they started TVG, the horse racing channel, They needed four anchors. They needed four guys to be anchors. And Tony and I were pretty good friends, so Tony offered me the gig. And it paid well. I was working at KCAL. And this would have given me a regular 9-to-5 schedule, and it would have been easy. It would have been Santa Monica, right. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I just don't want to – I like covering all sports.
Sure.
I just don't want to get pigeonholed into TV.
But did you regret it? The question is, did you regret it?
Let me finish the story.
Okay.
So I turned it down. I stayed at KCAL. Tony hired somebody else, and the somebody else that he hired – who then went on to dwarf me in earnings by millions.
Okay.
Was Chris Harrison, the longtime
Chris Harrison host from The Bachelor. Of The Bachelor.
Wow. So Chris, not that I would have got that gig, but Chris parlayed that into The Bachelor and obviously kind of crashed and burned at the end here about a year ago. But still, for 20 years, that was his gig.
No, that's a great gig.
And Tony used to kid me all the time. See? See? Could have been you.
So here's what. So when I was working the Mighty 690 and I was originally brought out to do Morning Drive. I crashed and burned as the Morning Drive guy, yeah. At least according to them.
But they put you with the Butt Brothers.
Okay, but here's the thing. They offered me middays, and I said, no, screw you. I want to be let out of my contract. So they put me at night. Do you know who they put at middays? Jim Rome.
Wow.
That would have been the Jim Rome time. Not that I would have, again, right, not right. that I would have, you it's know, all, been it's, swinging into the jungle yeah. and all that business.
Conversations like this are fun because it's sliding doors.
Rack
like,
him. You know, yeah, I wouldn't have been that guy.
Right.
What are some other Jim Rome expressions? Rack him.
Unbelievable.
Swinging.
That wasn't bad, bro.
No, that was actually pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, not that I would have been Jim Rome, but it was that time slot.
Have a take, don't suck.
Have a take, don't suck. There you go.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, we.
That's actually.
No, not really. We used to have a fun game where Rome was on after us when we were doing mornings. You remember? And we used to try and guess the very first word he would say. And after a while, Rome caught wind of it, and he just messed with us. Because he used to start with, greetings!
Yes.
And after a while, he'd start with, psych! Nope! You missed it again!
Yep.
Nobody knew what it meant but us.
All right, this will be the last one.
Thank you for the heads up.
Hey, just letting you know. Hey, I want you to be prepared.
Okay.
The college football playoff poll is out. It goes Georgia 1, Alabama 2, Michigan State 3, and Oregon 4. Cincinnati is undefeated and is in number 6 behind Ohio State. They really don't have a great chance of getting into the playoff Cincinnati. Does this force Luke Fickell out of Cincy and to another school if they do
first
come calling?
First thing I thought when those ratings came out last night, I'm like, you're right. You cannot be a non-Power 5 conference team and expect to make the playoff. If Luke Fickell wants to coach big boy football and actually go to a college football playoff, he needs to go somewhere else. And I think, you know, he's going to go to one of these places, but I think USC is a live possibility for Luke Fickell.
Well, Mike Bone, the athletic director at USC, hired him to be the football coach in Cincinnati, so there's a relationship there. I've read accounts that Fickell has 6 kids, and they all love living in the Midwest.
Yes.
Love living in Ohio, but he'll be just like you. He'll come out to California and fall in love with it. UCLA? No, I think USC.
Yeah,
no.
UCLA.
I think USC would just pay more.
No, we'll bring all of Cincy to Los Angeles.
You guys got Chip Kelly. What do you need Fickell for?
Mick Cronin and Luke Fickell.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. By the way, Mace, keep in mind that the playoff.
Kill that song, please.
Yeah, the playoff may be changing. So Luke Fickell might in 2 years, if they had 8 teams this year, he'd be in.
And keep true.
Mind, so the playoff might be changing.
We're a couple years away.
Yeah, but that's one way he could get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think he's gone. I think he's done.
Probably.
He will not say what Mike Tomlin said. Never say never, but never. He will not answer that definitively when questioned about other coaching jobs. All right. That's it. Coming up next, I want to make a correction on Twitter. People are hammering me right now on Twitter. Also, what's the Scottie Pippen thing?
Scottie Pippen has a book coming out.
Yes.
And he's coming across as, let's just say, psychotic and ungrateful.
Oh, nice. All right, that's coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.